So, if you're still with me, we've seen three things. One is he's altogether not like us, he's different. Two, of ourselves we can never be like him, though that is what he desires. And three, it must be all him if we are to change. Not what I am, Lord, but what thou art. No longer two lives to be lived, but one. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Paul, of course. If we can say that and mean it, for me to live is Christ and die again, to die is gain, we're on the same page as the Holy Spirit, and his work of transformation can commence. We spoke about a crown. Paul told us, didn't he? Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Now the Holy Spirit can begin to work in what was imputed to us at the moment of salvation. He can begin to show us how to live by the kingdom mandate, the Sermon on the Mount, as he empowers us to live righteously and learn the royal law of love. Keeping his commandments, you see, isn't burdensome. It's only a problem when we resist. If we resist now, conflict will become a constant companion. So we learn to yield, to surrender, all the time, not just now and again, not once off. Life in the Spirit is not only different, it's about displacement and discipline and desire and delight. Stick with the program, my darling. We're getting to the really interesting part now.